أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فالفارقات فرقا فالملقيات ذكرا عذرا أو نذرا إنما توعدون لواقع. We have started with the surah, Surah Mursalat. And at the beginning Allah has taken five qasams, five oaths, in order to emphasize that the day of Qiyamah is definitely going to take place. The five oaths which Allah Ta'ala had taken, in one aspect it was the winds that come, the light breezes, and that is such a pleasure for people, and without the wind we cannot live without oxygen. All the time there is oxygen. And then there's very big winds, when Allah wishes, He appoints those malaika who take these winds and cause them to cause havoc on earth. That is, they turn into tornadoes, hurricanes, and they destroy things completely. And then these very winds also, they take up the gases, etc., vapor, and they take it up, and evaporation takes place, clouds are formed, etc. Or it refers to the malaika who bring down the wahi of Allah Ta'ala, which is only goodness, for guidance of mankind, direction, how to live, that in this world also he lives properly, and in the akhirat also. Or, فَالْعَاصِفَاتِ عَصْفًا, that those very malaika who cause havoc on earth, they are commanded by Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. A little aspect we can understand is like, though it was not a farishta, an angel, but like Khadir alayhi salam with Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, where first he damaged the ship of those poor people. And this was also done by the command of Allah tabaraka ta'ala to save the ship. And then he killed that little boy, innocent little boy, because that was also by the command of Allah, that that boy was going to grow up and become a cause of the disobedience and kufr of the parents. And then further, a wall that was falling down, he made that wall stand up, because underneath there was the treasure of the little orphan children, whose father was very pious and righteous. So in this way, unseen things that are happening, which we do not understand, but it is the system of Allah Ta'ala. So these malaika, they are those also who are appointed, who bring about all this wars, riots, etc., and who make things, make the things of the commodities, prices rise also, things become expensive, all that, and all this is upon the action of man. As we will read in front, Allah has made all the arrangement for our guidance and hidayat to bring iman in Allah Ta'ala and to prepare for the akhirah. But if we turn a blind eye, then that is our problem. So further Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, فَالْفَارِقَاتِ فَرْقًا فِرْ فَارْنِ وَالِيُوْ كِي بَانْتْ كَرْ. And then the winds that tear things and make things come out from there. Does the Mufassirin refer, like for example, from the branches of the trees, the winds that blow, they have an effect, and then all the leaves start coming out, the buds come out, the winds blow on the buds, and from there flowers come out, fruit come out. This very wind blows on the ground, and it is a source where it splits the ground, and the seed that was planted under, the shoot comes out now. So these winds do all that. And also, when it is the command of Allah, then there are those malaika who gather all the clouds in one place. And then there, the floods take place. And when it is Allah's command, those winds, they take those clouds and separate them and send them in different places. And where the good is taking place, they bring down rain also in goodness. Not floods or anything, but just goodness. So these are those winds that do that. And the malaika, they are those malaika that are appointed to make things clear to people, the truth and the falsehood. What is right and what is wrong. What should be done and what should not be done. So those malaika are appointed also. They make clear what is light and what is darkness. Day and night, they bring about all this. And then the fifth qasam Allah Ta'ala takes, فَالْمُلْقِيَاتِ ذِكْرًا, پھر فرشتوں کی جو اتار کر لائے وحی. And then Allah Ta'ala takes the qasam of those malaika who bring down the wahi, revelation from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And this is for everything. Even for the plants, for the mountains, everything it comes in the Quran Sharif. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِ. There isn't a thing, but it is singing the praises of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So all the things, this is also those malaika who bring down the zikr and put it in them, and they are making those zikr. Then they are putting it into human beings and jinnat also. And now it is that to remember Allah. But the command that is given to human beings is a voluntary command, that it is left in the choice of the human being. The other things that are making the zikr of Allah, they do not have a choice. They have to make the zikr of Allah as prescribed by Allah Ta'ala. And in that is also all their functioning. Like the rising of the sun, the setting of the sun, all this is also in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And the sun has got no choice whether it wants to rise or not. By the command of Allah, it has to rise on its specific time. But man has been given a choice. And the zikr which Allah has sent down is for two particular purposes. Udhran aw nudhran. Ilzam utarne ko ya dar sunane ko. Either it is that man is left with no excuse, that Allah Ta'ala has given him clear cut commandments, and now he won't be able to say, I did not know, I was not aware, or anything like that. Aw nudhran, or it is a warning. That is, for the non-believers, it will leave them with no excuse that why did they not believe. And for the believers, it is a warning that believe in the zikr which Allah has sent down, the Quran Sharif, etc. And in that way, you will get saved from Allah Ta'ala's punishment, etc. So Allah Ta'ala has sent down this wahi, and that is a source of goodness in every way. And in every ayat of the Quran Sharif, there is either that a person is left with no excuse, or that a person has been warned. And in some places, both the things are together. إِنَّمَا تُوْعَدُونَ لَوَاقِعْ مُقَرَّرْ جُو تُمْ سَي وَعَدَ هُوَا وَوْ ضَرُورْ هُوْنَا هَي. Undoubtedly, that which you have been promised is definitely going to take place. That is the day of Qiyamah. There is absolutely no doubt that the day of Qiyamah is going to take place. And by this winds blowing, all this is clear proof that the day of Qiyamah is going to come. And that will be a day that Allah will gather all in one place. And then from there, they will be sent to their different places, either to Jannat or either to Jahannam. But that will be the place where they will gather. An easy example to understand this, it's like when we are at an airport in the waiting lounge, and then from there somebody is going to the east of the world, somebody is going to the west of the world. In a few hours, those all who were together in one place, now they are scattered around everywhere in the world. Just like that, on the day of Qiyamah, people will be gathered from all times, from all places, and then there they will be only scattered in two places. Either Jannat or either Jahannam. May Allah Ta'ala be kind to us and bless us all with the wonderful abode of Jannat in His mercy and kindness.